Three, two, one. Good morning, Magic 100 listeners, and good day, or whatever time of day it is, Magic, Forsyth Cable viewers.
By the way,
both of you.
Have you found out when our show is aired on Forsyth Cable?
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
O'clock. Okay. All right. Whenever they want to, in other words.
Find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
At your convenience. Anyway, well, you told me last week to change up the intro.
That's right.
But so you did. I'm still doing the intro. Yeah. I'm still doing the intro, and we have a very special week this week. It is birthday week for Donald Jackson Daniel.
Right. It was Friday, y'all.
Happy birthday to Don.
Thank you very much.
Much esteem to our founder, our pioneer.
Good.
The trailblazer.
Agitator.
Curmudgeon. All wrapped into one lovable fuzzball.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you.
Richard, you going to chime in?
Happy birthday. I did.
Thank you, Richard.
I nodded a few times.
This is the birthday month of the reporter, our business manager, Trellis Grant. She'll be 29 this month. And
so will Carolyn.
Carolyn Martell celebrating her 37th birthday. So,
I thought we were on the 29 deal.
So happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating.
They're Leos.
The great thing about a birthday is it's something.
The great thing about you don't have them but once a year.
You don't have
once a bad thing about
it. It's one of the most things in life you have to work to get something. A birthday, you get presents, I guess, and all you did was
Where are my presents?
It's not your birthday yet.
Okay.
Donut.
Or it already happened.
I had a
weird world here.
But, you know, I brought you a tomato pie.
You did. You bring presents for your birthday. I've had tomato pies at restaurants. I don't think I've ever made one, though. Homemade. Well, this is going to be fantastic.
The crust is a little dark because I used a different deep dish pie crust.
I love crust. I love tomatoes. Doesn't it have cream cheese in it?
Huh?
Cream cheese or mayonnaise in it?
Yeah, we got mayonnaise.
Ooh, yeah.
It's got two cheeses, mozzarella and another kind.
I'm a tomato nut. As you know, when we go to the local Mexican restaurant, I can drink my weight in salsa.
That's right. You can. But, you know, do you like tomatoes, Richard?
I do.
You know, I think I told you a story. I had the most tomatoes this year that I've ever had.
Great.
One morning I went out and I picked everything that was ripe, and the only thing that was left on the line was green tomatoes. Okay, you can have a fried green tomato. Well, I said, I'll get one in the morning. I went out there the next morning and there was not a green tomato on the
overnight.
The deer tracks.
Oh. I thought you were going to say they turned red overnight.
No.
Anyway,
my dogs ain't worth a pinch of you know what when it comes to scaring deer.
Do you have a deer problem frequently? Are they pest?
Yeah.
My neighbor complains about the deer getting in his garden. He put up an electric fence.
That don't bother him at all.
They don't care.
They just hop over it.
Feels good.
How do you know that?
My dogs have those collars. I wear them. Me and Cassie wear them sometimes.
Hey, you're going a little too deep right now.
We're in a silly mode today.
I want to jump right into something. And Richard, this is going to be right along your bailiwick. You had a total section. I didn't count the pages on the lady dogs.
Lady dogs, that's right. I think there were four actual pages on the lady dogs. Softball season.
There's no better place to get coverage of Mary Person softball than the reporter. And Richard is an old
What about the boy dogs?
Well, baseball is a spring sport, but we'll have football in a week.
But these lady dogs aren't playing football now.
They're playing softball, that's what I'm saying. But the male version of that is baseball, and that's a spring sport here.
What about the lady dogs? They're softball.
They're going to be good, yeah. They have
first game tonight.
They have 12 players that played a lot last year. 9 of them are back, so that'll be really good. They came a couple innings away from running the region championship last year. They lost an extra innings of the championship game, so they're
By the way, I hate to give promotion to the Macon paper, but the Macon paper this morning had a story on Mary Person's Bulldogs.
Oh, really?
About rebuilding, and they got 12 new players or something like that.
Well, they're probably way more than that. They'll only return about four or five starters.
Okay. There's only... I'm just going to tell you. But when I saw this, I did not have any idea that we had a ladies softball team.
Really?
Have you ever seen those ladies do that underhanded pitch? Is that what they do?
That's what they do.
Whip it.
Whoa.
They can sling it.
That's just... I've watched it on TV, and that's just absolutely amazing to me how that... It's got to be as... the ball's got to be as fast as the pitchers in the major league. What do you think? What do you mean?
Well, it's not, but it's because the mound's closer. It comes in at the same speed.
Okay.
Approximately, the batter has the same amount of time as they do at the major leagues to get the batter out.
Right.
Because the mound's closer, but yeah.
The mound is closer in salt.
Yeah, the whole diamond is closer. The bases are closer. It's all kind of.
I don't think that's right.
Okay.
You know, I think here. What do you
gender
call
equity?
What, yeah.
Gender equity.
That's right. That's a good
equal,
term. Gender
equal.
I might have to talk about that.
I like it. Same. The game moves fast. The ball gets up on the infielders really quick. It's kind of it's a real fast paced game compared
to
baseball. So
when they were playing this past when?
First home game's tonight as we record on Thursday. I'm gonna go shoot.
I'd love to go see that.
Yeah, it's fun.
They're good.
Check them out.
Yeah, but anyway. I think it was just great. I just
realized that one of these girls has Crocs on in this picture.
Yeah, we didn't.
They just wore them. Came from the locker room.
They didn't prep all their cleats.
It's fun. It makes it a fun picture.
It was raining out there. That's one of the reasons for
it. It makes it a fun picture. Excellent job. Just... You've got all the parents, a lot of the parents buy ads to salute their daughters. And it's just good to see how this community supports their young people like none other.
Yeah, and down Bolingbroke, I'm just bouncing around the county here. But Vicki Smith, who's your columnist down or reporter down, about the couple that they're putting what was that? They're putting Christ back in Christmas. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, this Angie Hamlin lives down there in Bolingbroke, yeah. And she's felt the call to sort of lead the effort to get. You know, there's a lot of talk about our president often and. And don't talks about how we need to say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays, and so she's part of that.
I thought Don was leading that movie.
Well, Don is too. Don's yeah, trying to get the Christmas parade to be the Christmas parade. But anyway, right. She's making she creates tree toppers crosses that go on the top of a Christmas tree. They're selling them in certain stores around the mart and. So
a Jesus Christ tree topper.
Yeah, tree topper. So instead of an angel on top, you'll have a cross to remind you that Jesus was born to die for our sins. So good for Vicky does an outstanding job.
Have y'all been down to Bolingbroke lately?
Yeah, all the time.
Have you go down into the hinterlands of Bolingbroke? Man, there's some houses down there that are unbelievable. There's so many people moving in.
Yeah. You know, we were just talking this morning in the office, they've had to add a kindergarten teacher at T.G. Scott at the first couple of days because they had like 28, 30 kids in every class because they had so many kids coming in. So the enrollment is growing. The county is growing. Richard, Real Estate Reporter every month tells the story of homes being bought and of
That area is just busting. I mean, I rode through there a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I was just... I had no idea.
Yeah. You know, somebody like Richard that lives there, they see it every day. You kind of get immune to it.
Right.
But you come, you haven't seen it in a while, and you come in and you say, wow, look at all this.
Well, that goes back, I guess, to the county. And Richard and I covering the county, is there a lot of new zoning requests coming up? But I hadn't seen it. Have you seen any subdivision zoning ordinances come up yet? Or had it?
Not other than the one Sanders Road Highway 41 project that's ongoing.
Wait a minute, where now?
The corner of Highway 41 and Sanders Road across from Mount Zion Baptist.
Okay. How many homes are going in there, you think?
80, isn't it? Something like that.
80?
Got Matt Gilbert's development.
Probably, yeah.
And then there's one up near you on Weldon Road. Is that coming along? I've seen a few transactions.
I'm still working on
it,
yeah.
It is. It's growing. You know, it's growing.
Well,
but they're running all the possums and the deer in my yard. Now, that's what these subdivisions are doing. I'm about to protest, I think.
You should run for county commissioner.
Well, Richard and I, going back to the commission meeting, Richard got there at 5 o'clock for their work session.
That's a tradition now.
Yeah. How do you like it? Is this a good thing?
It's all
an extra
stupid.
Hour.
More
it's called nitpicking.
More pain and suffering.
It's Netflix.
Instead of what, 2.5 hours, now we go 3.5 hours.
God. And you know, what got me is y'all just, I'm sure Richard's going to report on it in depth.
I hope so.
Is it the, this new meeting? What do they call it, Richard?
One Monroe?
No, the meeting, the thing that... The
work session?
I called it a tutorial on how to behave yourself.
That's a good one.
I don't know what the official word for it was. An ordinance adjustment, I guess, is what we would call it.
And you know, I was talking to a county commissioner and just this morning, and we were talking about, as Richard now refers to it, tutorials.
That's a good word.
On how to conduct a meeting. And if you look
not just at, on how to conduct, how to act during your meeting, too.
Yeah, how to conduct.
It was for how the chairman to conduct
Here's the question that I asked.
Who's leading this, Ben Vaughn?
No.
Yes, because he was absent from the meeting that turned into pandemonium the last time. So
he's trying to talk about that.
I tell you exactly what it is. It is a control.
Well, it didn't work.
The chairman is trying to control.
It didn't work.
We had a whole hour where we learned how each commissioner is supposed to ask the chairman for permission to speak. And on the very first agenda item after 6 o'clock, Larry Evans blurted out something without asking Greg Tapley.
Totally.
So the chairman starts like looking through his paper trying to find the clause that says that, and he looks over at the county attorney, and the county attorney just throws his
hands I can't
up,
find
so.
It.
But what gets me?
He just couldn't just enforce
what
it.
What can you do?
If you read it, and if they adhere to it, like it is written, for me to ask a question of my county commissioner, George Imami.
You can't.
I can't. I have to ask the chairman.
The chairman can then ask the county commissioner if he would like to
address
you.
Everything has to go through the chairman. That's Robert's rules of orders. Disorders.
I don't think that, no.
Well, you know, Congress has rules. Remember? Congress has rules that you cannot speak ill, slander the president.
They've already
and Nancy Pelosi got it there. And call the president a racist or whatever, you know, every day is so much a racist. So they beat that dead horse.
I got a cute joke to you. This is good.
But anyway, Nancy Pelosi, they were going to vote to censure her because she violated the rules of the House. But then they somehow backed off of that.
What did I say in my column? Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
I can't do that in the Senate because Mike Pence will start hitting his gavel. Really
But, you know, I think in my opinion, you know, it's one of the most interesting times I spent was in New Hampshire, Vermont, going into small towns and attending their commission and city council meeting. And it was just wide open. Yeah, you know, wide open, and that's where
more so than ours.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. No.
More citizen participation.
Yes, more citizen participation.
Why are we so apathetic?
And
the Northeast has a great tradition of involvement.
Right. That's right.
And why are we so apathetic in this? Because
we got a bunch of control freaks.
So we don't feel like we have any say anyway.
No. That's right. Yeah. But anyway, it's just
I've got control freaks.
I think it's
there,
asinine. That if I'm after the regular meeting, if I want to ask my commissioner something, I have to. How would I do it, dude?
You would address the chairman, and the chairman would then give.
Mr. Chairman, will you please ask my commissioner I can get my right of way mode in front of my house?
That's right. Yeah.
And then the chairman would ask the commissioner if he would like to respond.
Mr. Mommy, would you mind telling Mr. Daniel when he can get expect
he
the
can go to hell.
Well, I don't think any of that's going to actually ever occur.
It's all
in the way
nice
went.
In theory.
Yeah,
to me, it's
you've got some people.
Who's behind this dude?
Well, he's the county attorney because all hell broke loose when he missed the last meeting. So,
all right, but the county attorney had to be instructed by
somebody. Yeah, he does nothing without.
So the chairman said, hey, find me a way that I can control these freakoids.
Well, the chairman.
I bet that's what happened.
The chairman probably
that's
did
what happened.
Have some role in that.
Oh, did you get my picture of the Commissioner Dias?
Yes.
Oh, right.
But the
woo.
The what?
We're gonna start counting the days since the county has been covering up the Evans saga.
All right, you got to do another one too. got to do one on the city. Did you hear what happened at the city council meeting the other night? I asked a question.
Yeah.
When are y'all going to start condemning and when are you going to start work on
Were you satisfied with the answer?
No. 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 Here's my bet right now. I'm going to tell you something. The city hall, Forsyth City Hall, will probably be built after the county line issue is solved.
Here's what you could
do. Because the excuse is we got asbestos.
Yeah. Well, here's what you could do.
I'll do it.
Our friend, the mayor, Eric Wilson, the mayor of Forsyth, he really doesn't, I think we all agree, he doesn't want anybody to run against him. Is that true?
I think that's very true.
So what you say is, Eric, if you don't get moving this condemnation, I'm going to write the qualifying check for a competitor against you.
You know what he'd probably say?
Good luck.
No, go ahead. You know, I'm going to get reelected anyway. You know, but it is so funny. That going back to the county commission.
What was the reasoning for not condemning property that's out of...
They didn't answer that question. I said, the two properties, I said, when are y'all
going to... That deli is just awful. What an awful gateway to our town.
And the building behind the Chamber of Commerce.
Did I say thank you for your comments?
I think they did.
We'll take that under consideration.
Thank you, Mr.
Daniel. No, don't take anything under consideration.
We will seriously deliberate this at some future point in time, maybe.
I tell you what again, I go back again. I think the county line dispute will be settled before the city of Forsyth builds a new city hall.
I doubt that.
Did they? Now, let's back up.
Okay,
You wanted to know why they haven't condemned that old Ann's Deli. Have they ever promised that they would?
No. But what's the word? It's on the...
Agenda.
No.
Dilapidated.
What's the word, Sam?
They've talked about...
Blighted.
Blighted. They've talked about addressing blight. But they'll say, hey,
Camping, ladies and gentlemen, we've got blight. I promise you we'll have more blight.
Hey, the Regency Inn, it's gone. Tradewinds is gone. So, hey, they could make the case they've started.
That didn't have anything to do with the city.
That was blighted.
No, it didn't. The people that own those two properties got a real good price for it, and they sold it. They sold it to Zaxby's, and they sold it to...
Wasn't the fact that they were in the economic opportunity zone that allowed the buyers to be
So
able
here's
to,
the question. Is Ann's, the old Ann's Deli, in the opportunity zone?
It couldn't be far from it.
That's right.
It's across the street from the other dump.
Again, look at the building down here behind the Forsyth Chamber of Commerce. Jeez, man. Yeah.
Which one is that?
That big 10 building right past where the grocery store burned down on the right-hand side, right next to the veterinarian down there.
Oh, that's you know whose building that is.
Who?
That's our old
Otis
buddy.
Ingram's?
No, it's our old buddy, not Bentley Cox, Barry Cox.
Barry Cox?
That was Big John Cox's stepson.
Yeah.
He let me store my stuff there. We can't complain about that.
No. Your wife said get rid of it.
He's got plans. Because I had to get the key the other day. Somebody's looking at the property. Help is on the way.
Okay. I look at Ann's Deli every time I come into town.
Now, that was legitimate because she's not even in Forsyth. She's off in Eaton somewhere and doesn't even care.
I think there's six of them involved in that Ann's Deli. But anyway, I asked that question. But
we just drove by real slowly and dropped a gas can and a match.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is on tape, bro.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah. No, we didn't say that.
If it burns, it wasn't us.
That's right. It wasn't me. I was out of town.
But if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, y'all are putting out such a good paper.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You almost make me jealous.
We have not even talked about the front page yet. And I don't know where you want to start, but boy... You talk about sometimes people say we're tired of the bad news, we want good news. Well, here's good news. A woman in Culloden, Donna Wilson.
I thought you were going to say the traffic was much better on the first day of school.
That too. That was very positive.
That's where you were going with that.
No, Donna Wilson is the wife of Jeff Wilson, who's the sheriff's deputy. He's our code enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided she saw a post on Facebook about a young man here at Mary Persons and Amari Jefferson that needed a kidney, AJ. And she said, you know what? I'll get tested for that. Well, they call her 16. They said, you're the closest match. And
when are they going to
do
it?
Are you serious? And she said, yeah, let's do it. It's next Thursday. So,
wow.
If you're the praying type,
yes.
Pray that things go very well for Donna. And she's actually doing a paradonor thing, which I wasn't real familiar with. A paradonor. There's a database that medical professionals have where you can enter your information about your kidneys and your blood type and all this stuff.
So when you die.
And they know. So they can match you with several donors. See, she was not a perfect match for AJ. If she'd given this little boy her kidney, 2 or 3 years later, he'd have to have another one.
Okay.
It would have failed. But what they can do is they do a paradonor, and they match you up with 3 or 4 or 5 people, and you do a swap for a swap for a swap, and you find the best matches for everybody.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what this is.
What I was confused about, I tried to ask his grandmother, is how, if hers wasn't a perfect match for him, how is it a perfect match for the other ladies? And then hers is a perfect match for AJ.
But I don't know that that's
just something about fluid or something.
I don't know that that's... I think there's more than just 3 people involved. I think there's 4 or 5.
Are you a domino deal? Are you a donor when you die? Or you reckon anything?
Yeah, it's on my driver's license.
Yeah.
I am too.
Hey, speaking of licenses, my daughter just registered to vote. She turns 18 in October. She gets to vote in her first election.
Are you going to try to influence her?
Yeah, I'm going to take
her. Is she for the T-Splash?
Well, I told her to vote no, but I hadn't.
I might have to talk her into voting
for her. Are you in favor of the T-Splash?
No, but I want Abby to be. It'd be funny.
New Forsyth Road needs paving. Come on. But anyway, kudos to Donna Wilson. That'd be a good
column if your daughter voted for the
T-Splash. Yeah, we cancel each other's vote out. By the way, there's an online poll on our T-Splash story on our website, so go vote. How are you going to vote for T-Splash?
By the way.
It's 2-1.
Against?
Against. Literally 2-1.
You know what? You know, hey, by the way, you don't hear my joke?
Yeah.
A Roman in it walks into a bar. And he says, I want martinis. Have you gotten it yet?
Well, this is 5. This is 5.
No, this is 5. I wasn't holding this hand up. I want martinis.
Not 2.
No. Key word there, Roman.
I think I got it.
Good, there's 5.
But anyway.
Numeral, I got you. Yeah,
it's numerals. Roman numerals. Yeah.
It took a second, but I got it.
Well, a fella pulled that on me the other day, and I said, what? No.
That's
what?
Pretty good.
Fine, when he talked, I just cracked up, man. Okay. But anyway, you got.
Oh, that was better for
us. I had to interject that.
Yeah.
I had to interject that just because I thought it was
at the time. Well, we hope and pray everything goes well for Donna and AJ, and he can even be. Donna's dream is that he be back on the basketball court. You know, he'll have some recovery time, obviously, about 3 months. But anyway, best wishes to those guys.
Okay.
AJ's a junior at Mary Persons, and Donna's from Culloden. And she said she'd never met AJ until Channel 24 showed up. And she did meet him, and she feels like Monroe County is family. She's had kids. Anything about kids, she has a heart to help. And God bless. That is true community at work. That is love in action. And
there's another thing that's going on that I think is fantastic, and I'm fixing to support it. This Unchained thing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is more disgusting to me than to see somebody's dog chained up outside. It just makes me mad.
Yeah, Catherine Rader Wood is a big part of that, and Stacy Nestor and some of the Dawn Kennedy, some of our animal control people are helping.
I'm fixing to donate a pen.
But here's my question, though.
Okay.
If you have your dog in the front yard, and he's well-fed, and he's groomed, and he's got no fleas, and you have him on a chain, can they turn you in?
I hope so. You got a dog. I tell you what, dude. You got 2 dogs. Why don't you chain them and put them in your front yard?
I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying, if you are, do they have the right to go on your property and release the dog?
I don't know. Animal control officer can jump in.
I mean, they can. I know the answer to that, but they might can if they change the ordinance.
So are they just asking, are they knocking on your door, sir, would you mind letting your dog off that chain? Well, if I let him off the chain, he's going to run in the neighbor's yard and kill their goats. Which we had a story on that too.
Goat story.
By the way, Don, did you see this guy? Can you imagine? You're on a bus, a mega bus, with 70 other people,
and
the driver stops and makes an unscheduled stop in Tifton and disappears for 5 minutes. When he gets back to the bus, all of a sudden he's speeding and swerving and drifting.
Got caught in Monroe County.
He could have had an upset stomach.
So these passengers said, "Wait a minute." I said, "Are you tired?" He said, "No, I'm fine." So they called 911 and they said, "You pull over our jackleg driver." And they started to, and he refused to stop at first. They finally pulled him over right here at the 188 exit, and he went to the pokey, Don. He was under the influence. I guess mega buses are like the new Greyhound, you know, like the big up and coming bus company.
There used to be a lady here in Monroe County that had a mega bus, and who was not Doris Ogletree? Who was it? She worked for the county. She had a mega bus, and she.
These are double deckers, aren't they?
I don't know. I think I'm off.
If you got 70 people, you probably got two levels. But
let me tell y'all something, people. If you hear this story, this grisly scene, I'm gonna tell you something, Will. That was grisly.
That 15-year-old boy, you know, you kind of wonder, you know. He's accused of doing something pretty evil, but when you see the viciousness of this attack,
that's what got me.
He cracked her skull with a pistol whip and hit her in the head. And there's something to this story that we don't know.
Okay, tell me.
Do you agree with me?
Yes, I agree with you 100%.
What do you think, Richard?
There's a lot of things I don't know about this story.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we know a lot,
but we don't know the why.
And the sheriff told me we may never know.
Well, then her stepsons say they didn't have any.
Yeah, no problems.
Yeah, but you know that's one of the hardest things about writing the who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Yeah. That's always the last of the five W's,
because it's the hardest answer. It's the
maybe
hardest
he came to rob her or something, and she tried to do
resist.
Well, or tried to threaten to call the police or something. Who knows?
Just no telling.
Well, his foster parents had already called the police up in Covington when he stole their car. Actually, they were in Oxford, is where they lived.
Yeah.
But and the other grisly thing is they found the aunt's shorts around her knees. So there's just no telling what.
What
was going through his mind?
That was weird. Yeah, he hasn't been convicted yet, though.
He is innocent until proven guilty. It's one of the great, we kind of relearned that lesson about our justice system in the whole Trump thing. When Bob Mueller said that Trump was not exonerated, people said, "Wait a minute, you're a lifetime prosecutor and lawyer, and you don't understand the basic bedrock principle of this nation is that you are innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, that's right. The government doesn't exonerate anyone. It assumes they're all innocent until it can prove."
No. They're supposed to assume that you're innocent.
They don't always do that.
Yeah. You see that every single day. But let's don't get into this.
I'm not going to
move this trial because of the amount of people who listen to our radio show that could contaminate
the jury pool. Yeah. Well,
they can
bring jurors in from somewhere else, like they've done before.
On a happier note, the first day of school, we had 4,000 young people back in Monroe County schools on Friday.
Is that in all the schools?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a rough estimate. The interesting, you know, Don, if you've been by Thornton Road at 41 and noticed the new lanes they've added, and they seem to have really helped the morning traffic, not so much the afternoon traffic because everybody leaves at the same time. It's still kind of a...
You know what used to be on the corner of 41 and that road?
No, what?
A fish place.
Really? A restaurant? Fresh,
no, Harvey. I can't remember who it was that had a fish house.
There. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
One more story. One more story. Up your way, in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
In the backyard of our own Tawalaga Tom, there was a sewer spill.
Wait a minute. Stop. How do you define sewage?
Well, in this case, it's wastewater, that has been used.
Okay.
But they did point it. The Butts County officials did point out that this was not a bunch of poop.
Right.
It's not a bunch of crap.
That's right.
It was water used to wash the lettuce at the Ready Pack plant.
So
it could have been much worse.
So if the lettuce has E. coli, it'll drain into the water.
Yeah, it's just E. coli. No big deal.
All right. Just checking.
But anyway, have you been drinking out of the Tawalaga? How far are you from the Tawalaga at your house?
About 3 miles.
Okay. Well, everything seems to be 10-4, kosher. High Falls Lake was doing some testing, but
They say it was less than 10,000. No, they said when it's less than 10,000 gallons, you still have to report it, but they don't. There's no.
Oh, it was less than 10,000.
Less than 10,000 gallons.
Somebody flushed twice instead of once, is what you're saying.
Maybe so.
Okay, y'all, we've had fun.
You can find all this and much more in the Monroe County Reporter. I hope you subscribe. You know, it's only $38, $40 for a year.
Or $38 if you're a senior citizen. On the radio.
And I hope that you support local journalism. You see, if you hear from this show how we hold our local officials accountable. And so so I hope that you are a supporter and also support our local radio station, Magic 100, and our local cable station, Forsyth Cable. So a good partnership as all three of us try to keep accountability in our local government and to inform people about what's happening in our community. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.